Hello and welcome to the podcast series called Behind the Athlete. My name is Raf Agostino and I have the privilege of working at School Sport Victoria. You might have noticed that we're really excited by the athletes that have come through our Team Vic pathway, the athletes we're calling Team Vic alumni. These athletes have gone on to be elite athletes and even wear the green and gold and represent their country and become an Olympian. We're pretty excited by that. So we knew there were life lessons to be learned by talking to not just the athletes, but the people who are support staff and have played a significant role in these athletes becoming who they are. So enjoy this short podcast series called Behind the Athletes as we dive into the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, as we talk to parents, coaches, teachers, principals, anyone who's had a significant part in these Team Vic alumni athletes becoming elite athletes and Olympians. We're really excited and we hope you get lots of lessons out of this short series. Enjoy.
Did you know? School Sport Victoria offers 650,000 sporting opportunities in 31 different sports. At 10,700 events across the state, every single year. That's a lot of kids playing sport. And for over 25 years, the Victorian School Sports Awards have recognised more than 1,500 students, teachers and volunteers for excellence and outstanding contribution to school sport. Now that's a champion effort.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast Behind the Athlete, and I'm joined today by Natalie and Olivia. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
Brilliant. They're both very excited. And Natalie is the mother of Paige Greco, and Olivia is the champion sister of Paige Greco. We shouldn't say that because there's other sisters too. So thanks for joining us. You're both very excited after the gold medal yesterday. How did you guys feel watching that?
Elated. It was surreal.
Because it was a bit, it was very fast, and you could tell that year that everyone had sort of really had excelled, and it was a bit scary, but it's like, oh wow, you know, it was really nerve-wracking. Yeah. But
we were all just as nervous as Paige probably was, and we weren't racing, we went on the bike, but we all felt it.
It was fantastic.
I mean, it's great that the way Channel 7's put, you know, the footage together and given us an opportunity to watch any stream we want and being there with them. But she came through the Team Vic program, but she came through the Team Vic program track and field, not in cycling. So quite a remarkable sprinter in the 1 and the 200 meters, and really wanted, I think, really wanted to go to the Olympics with sprinting, but didn't work out. When she hit the bike last night, was there a sense or part of you that thought, you know, she could take this? She could, because she'd already got the world record earlier in the day. Did you think this is hers?
I think we did a little bit, but no one wanted to say it. We didn't want to jinx it. We didn't want to push anything into existence that was going to be bad. Yeah. But I think at least for me, in the back of my mind, I knew she was going to do it. She's worked so hard. She took to it really quickly, cycling, and she's just obviously, as we've all seen, very unstoppable. So I would have been very, very, very surprised if she didn't get gold.
So I agree with Liv, but there's always that trepidation of, on the day, things can go wrong, and, you know, that happens. But, we're just really happy it went her way.
Yep, and she did so well too to beat her own world record in the final as well. I mean, given that you both seem like you've got some Italian heritage in you, was there some, you know, Italians can be emotional, was there some tears as well, I'm sure?
There were,
screaming, tears. It was crazy.
It was a big day. At the end of the day, we were all exhausted. So you could imagine how exhausted Paige must have been, having actually lived it all. But
It was great.
And she's got a couple of events coming up too. She's got another two coming up, and she's, you know, again, we don't want to jinx it, but she, you know, she could potentially take the gold in those two because she is in pretty and fabulous form. And for a girl who's only just started in this sport of cycling, it's probably only about
3 years old. Is that right, in terms of cycling? Yeah,
that's right, yeah. I think, you know, it's there's more variables, I think, on the road too, and heat's a factor. But, yeah, look, she's in the greatest condition she's been, and she's got a great support team. You know, Cycling Australia's been amazing. So, she's got everything's there. She's ready to go to see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, if you break your own world record twice in one day, it's a pretty good sign, I'd like to think. But
certainly. And it's nice to know that you've got a sister that's done that too, because you both came through the Girls Sport Victoria program, which, you know, the sporting program, which is great. But, Livia, you're the one that said, you know what, I'm going to go do marketing. I'm going to let you do all the sporting stuff, which is really good of you to do that.
So, yeah, I know.
Smart move.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have held a candle to her if I had kept going with sport.
So. Was there a time for both of you, was there a time when Paige was younger that you thought to yourself, you know, one day this girl could actually represent the green and gold, could represent Australia at some point? Was there a point where you thought this could really happen?
I mean, I think it's always sort of been like that with Paige. Like, she does not give up. She's so determined. And if that's why I think also when she didn't get into Rio, that was so hard, because she gives it everything she does. She gives it 110%. So that was crushing. But in saying that, it, to me, it always sort of meant that one day she would do it, and I knew she would. So it was just sort of, I think, a matter of time, you know, getting the right circumstances, which obviously meant changing sport for her. But I don't remember an exact moment where I thought, this would be it for her. But I knew one day she would. If she wanted it, she would make it happen, and she has. Mm. So that was all the indication I needed, really. That was my moment, I guess.
And what about you, Natalie? Was there a time when you thought she's trying to avoid the question? And was there a time?
I think I always thought there was a possibility, because she just always tried so hard, and she's very determined. So, like Liv said, if it was something she wanted, I believe she'd go for it. But there was always just that tenacity, and she, not when she was young, but when she was doing cross country at the start, and then, because that's what she started with, cross country through school. And then Tim Matthews from Athletics Australia actually came to see her and said, you know, come to one of the talent searches, because there wasn't a classification for cross country for Paige's classification, which is C3. So from then, I think she sort of thought, wow, I can really, And I knew she's always made that known, that she wanted to be in the Australian team and represent Australia. So, it's good. Yeah.
Well, I guess Livia touched on it just before, that she just narrowly missed out from getting into Rio. Do you think that was a part that drove her? And just talk us through when she actually did get the announcement, or get told. Where was she when she was told she's going to make it to Tokyo? And, you know, was it a phone call? Was it an email? How did she respond? How did you respond? All of that.
Yeah. So about Tokyo, you're saying?
Yeah.
So she got a phone call from Cycling Australia, saying that she'd made the team, and she'd let us know, and she was so, so excited, and we were really excited, because to us, you know, that was the pinnacle for her, because she, I know, winning a gold medal, but to me, she'd made, by making the team, she'd won already. And whatever came after that was a bonus. So, she was just over the moon. Over the moon, wasn't she?
Yeah. It was kind of frustrating, because she was in Adelaide.
Yeah.
So we couldn't.
No, Brisbane.
Brisbane, sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's always all over the place, but never really in Melbourne.
she was meant to be back in Adelaide, wasn't she?
Yeah, but it's been a bit frustrating not being able to, like, properly celebrate with her, but it's just the way it is. And
thankfully FaceTime.
Yeah.
What would we do without technology?
Exactly. And I guess part of, you know, we look at these athletes on the big screen, and we've just finished watching the Olympics, where we've only had one day of Paralympics, and I think Australia's already going, it's too much already, there's like a lot going on. But we see the highs and lows, and we look at them on the screen and we think, wow, we'd love to be that, but we don't see the disappointment. And the heartbreak and the devastation. And, you know, for Paige, not just narrow, it wasn't a big margin for her to narrowly miss out. What do you think that did for her? How did that shape her? How did that shape the family? What did you guys do in the instance of that? Because that would have been a very difficult time for the family, right?
It was. We, like she had every opportunity. I think the last comp was to go to Perth to try and qualify, and she didn't. And, she was crushed. But, you know, that's all a part of the sport. And I think, you know, at the time it's hard for her to see, but going forward it sort of really makes you as a person. You can either sort of pick yourself up and keep going, or you can just choose to just go in the other direction. So as a family, that was really hard. And we knew, Martin and I sort of knew that cycling was for her. Mm-hmm. But that was a decision she never wanted to cycle.
She never wanted to hear about doing that.
Yeah. So to see her go through that too, it was really difficult. But, you know, look, it made her stronger. And I think,
I think also it was one of the first big moments where she wasn't as successful as she had been in the past. Mm. And she'd been, always, on podiums and things like that. And this was the first time where she didn't really have the success she wanted. So I think it was quite a shock for the whole family, as in figuring out how to support her better and all those sorts of things.
Mm.
So
that's right.
Yeah. But I mean, it got her to cycling. So that's the main thing.
Interesting you just mentioned there, Livia, that she didn't want to hear about not doing athletics. So that was such a big part of her. I'd imagine right now, if we were to interview her, which we can't, but if we were, she wouldn't regret going to cycling. But that transition from going to athletics to cycling was not an easy one for her, right? She had to kind of had to have mental gymnastics to change that. Is that right?
Yeah. Exactly. Very true. Exactly. Yeah. So it was a big change for her, but she loved cycling. She just felt comfortable. Said she felt comfortable on the bike, and I think it was more of a natural thing for her. So the change was a positive one.
Yeah.
Now tell me, as an aside, and I'm sure you're a protective mama bear, Natalie, but watching the cyclists last week or 2 weeks ago, come off the bike and all that, was there a part of you going, I'm not putting my daughter through that?
Look, that's what I mean. On the day, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
For me, I always, even when she was running and even cycling, it's more just knowing she's over the line and she's in one piece.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So then what would you say as a mother and a sister, what would you say to anyone listening in thinking they've got the next Olympian living with them and they're a 12-year-old, 13-year-old child? What advice would you give to those people? We'll start with you, Livia. What advice would you give to a sister who's living with an Olympian?
Well, I would obviously just try and support it as much as I can. It's kind of hard to give advice because it was always Paige's own, she always wanted to do it, and so she made it happen. It was never that, she had to be pushed or encouraged to. She just went for it, and that's just who Paige is. But I mean, if you see someone that has that talent, you've got to try and nurture it with anything. So yeah, it's just about, and especially, just lifting them up, making them feel capable and able to do those sorts of things, because it can be, I think, quite daunting when you're at the start of a journey like that. Hang in there for the gold medal, because it's pretty awesome to watch.
It's the whole ride, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
intense.
It's, you see the gold medal, but it's a person that she is too. And I think that's important as their training and all that sort of thing, because when they get to an elite level, it can be all about them, all focus on them all the time. And I think that's one thing about having a big family, that, she gets grounded, not that she needs to, but, we're all the same.
Yeah.
And but I think you just got to nurture, like Libby said, nurture the desire.
Yeah.
And I think with any child, if they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
So if they're willing and able and loving it, I think, yeah, you just got to be there to ferry them around everywhere and, you know, make sure they're fed and watered well and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I guess what you're saying there is that the self-determination needs to come from them. But given that, you know, we've talked about athletics, that's a very individual sport. We're talking about cycling, another individual sport. There's no team. The team's very hard in that. So I guess what you're saying by the – well, correct me if I'm wrong – the grounded part is that she's still at home. She had chores to do. She still had to do her washing. She still had to do the normal things. Yep. Is that right? Is that how you kept them grounded?
Yeah, that's it. And just, yeah, just everyone's got to pull their weight.
Yeah.
And yeah, really live, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, like in that is also making sure that everybody's achievements feel like as important as hers. Like lots of little things. So, yeah, like it's never felt like, you know, it was the Paige show, although.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good question. And that brings me to my next question. How did you go with balancing up? Like right now, obviously, the spotlight is on your daughter, on your sister, because she's up. She's got the gold medal. She's hit a world record. So it is the Paige show at the moment. Yeah. But growing up, was there ever a sense of, you know, Paige is getting more attention? Because given that she's got a classification as well, that in itself would have required just a bit more attention than the average person, correct?
Yeah, and it does. But I think, you know, and to mum and dad's credit, it was always very fair and everything was very equal amongst the four of us. And even if you look at it just from in terms of her disability and the extra things that are required there, I think especially, like, I can speak for me, obviously. I'm not sure. I think Ella can at least feel the same. But it's just as a person with a disability, that's what she needs. And so that's what we have to do and what we should do. So I don't think it was ever – it never felt unequal or unfair or like the Paige show. But, yeah, it's bizarre when you think about it because obviously growing up with it, you don't really know anything. But no, I think to mum and dad's credit, they did an amazing job of making sure that we all felt, you know, very special in our own ways and all that sort of stuff. So
that's nice to hear.
Yeah,
I think too with Paige and any child with a disability, they've got to work. They work extra harder.
Yeah.
So I think the kids just naturally saw that Paige things didn't come easy.
Yeah.
She had to work probably or you know. Thrice as hard as what they did. So I don't,
I think like that's something we're all kind of aware of growing up as well. So it's like, you know, you make those concessions when you need to and when you should. And like, it's just about managing it and finding that balance between like making too many concessions and.
Well, yeah. And just pulling up and just making it.
Yeah. A level playing field.
So then talk through, you know, looking at Paige, they mentioned it on the commentary last night. I don't know if you heard it. You probably heard buzz after the goal, but they kept making the same comment. She's got a beautiful smile. She's got a beautiful smile. She loves it. She's enjoying it. It's clear she enjoys being on the bike, even though we've just talked about the wrestle of living athletics. What did you guys do as a sister and a mother to keep the enjoyment factor in sport? Because the enjoyment factor is very important to keep kids and students and adults competing into their adult age. So what did you do to keep it fun?
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of a difficult question. It's all just a lot of conversations, I think, with her. And like if there are moments when, like there are very few, but when there might have been a wavering and it's a bit of like a, you know, what am I doing? Do I want to do this? It's just about like talking to her and fleshing out the points and, you know, even just going and watching some of her like meets that she used to do in like Ballarat and things like that, just to show that, you know, we care, we support your, you know, we support this and we're proud of you and all that sort of stuff. I think that's probably a big part of it.
Yeah.
And just,
Yeah, it's just communication, I think. I think, like we said before, if they're not in it, your heart's not in it for a while, you know, because you do have days, I'm sure it has days when there's sort of, you know, having an off day or whatever, but I think, if they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it anyway, particularly Paige.
Yeah, very much so.
But no, she's loving it at the moment. And I think you're right, seeing her face yeah, it was that's what I got out of it. Yeah. She was just so happy, just really, really content, really happy, and can't, you know, it was just gold.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the greatest measure of a parent, right, is, you know, parents say that all the time, I just want my kid to be happy. And seeing her on the stage last night and the other girl,
Emma.
And seeing the emotion that came out of her after she'd lapped her opponent, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But seeing the emotion come out, it was obviously a release of, oh, my gosh, we've got there, because Tokyo got postponed and we weren't sure if it's going ahead, and we got here and we got the gold. And how, what an amazing moment for that to share. Was it hard as a family, and probably more so for yourself, Natalie, as a mother, was it hard not being there, like just wanting to be there?
Oh yeah, like, you know, we'd planned for this, and we'd planned that the whole family would go,
right?
And just, you know, COVID kept pushing things back, and you sort of be positive and think, nah, this, we're going to be able to go. And but, you know, we saw Paige in February February, that was last time we saw her. And but look, I think we're all sort of we're used to this now. And like I said before, thankfully with technology and watching it live, that was awesome. That was really great.
And I think, like, she's got her, like, the team is so close, and they've spent obviously a lot of time together from being in Brisbane. And so I think in a way that would probably feel like another little family for her
It is.
I mean, there's that as a bonus. She's not alone. She's got her support system there. Exactly. She's got people that are going to celebrate with her, which is important.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Well, Olivia, you've led me to another question. Yeah. How does a mother and sister, how do you get to a point where you've got to keep the boundaries of being a sister or a mother and letting the coach do their coach thing and let them, you know, because the coach knows best, of course. How does a parent keep the boundaries in that, and how does a sister keep the boundaries in that?
I think I'm quite removed from that side of things. I don't think that, and I mean, I don't think I even would have a lot of influence. I think Paige knows better than to listen to my sporting advice.
Me too.
Even in saying that, I don't think there's ever really been a moment where I've heard something that a coach or someone has said and I've questioned it. Like, it's always been like a really, really strong system, like really strong people around her. And I think, you know, there's an element of trust in that as well, probably more so from my mum's point of view than mine, but just that, like, you know, she's in good hands. They're going to do everything they can to get her where she needs to be. And
it's really interesting. The even parents that coach their child that's an athlete. I mean, like, what's her name? Fox.
Jessica Fox. Yep. And Brooke Stratton's another one. She has a dad as a coach.
That's right. And I find that really interesting. And I think that takes a special parent-child relationship to do that and to make it work. And that wouldn't work with, you know, Paige and myself. And I don't think even with Martin, actually, with her dad. So we just leave that to, you know, first it was Loz Shaw, and now it's Dave Betts and other coaches as well. So, you know, that's their realm, and they know what they're doing. And Paige, you know, has a great team. So leave it to the professionals.
Yeah.
Which is the right way to do it, because, you know, you've got, as a mother, you've got a job to do. And if you take your eyes off that job to go and do another job like coaching or whatever, then there's no one else to fit in your role. There's probably 15, 20 coaches that could coach Paige in the future, but there's only one mama bear, and there's only one dad. There's only one sister. So I think that's important for parents to remember, and sisters to remember, that actually there's a role that's played in support, in getting behind the athlete, in making sure they're celebrating the wins, and also there for the disappointments, the flat times too. I think that's really important.
That works for us,
I'll bet. Now, you know, the other side that we often don't hear about is, as a family, to be an elite, to encourage a child to be an elite athlete takes a lot of time. So obviously training's a part of that, and she gets herself around and all that. But you've had to say goodbye to her so often, like she has to, you've just mentioned before, she's in states, or even if she's over 200 kilometres away, you still got to say goodbye to her, and she's got to do her thing. She's going to Brisbane, going to Adelaide, going to Queensland, going overseas. How is that as a family, the continually, you know, saying goodbye, and then when she's home and all that, how does that work?
Yeah, I think we're used to it now, and we all take it as a yeah, that's the exciting part of cycling. Yeah. You know, it's a sport where it can take you lots of different places. It's hard, you know. Look, it's really hard because
It does always feel like just one part of the family is missing. Absolutely. It never feels
definitely,
the same.
Definitely. So you try to look at the positives, and like sometimes Paige finds it hard, you know, like she's really excited to go, but she misses the family. But you know, that's just all a part of it, and we deal with it, and we're on the phone all the time and FaceTiming all the time. Mm. I mean, it is what it is, but she's doing something she loves. So for me, it's a happy let go, you know? Yeah.
And I guess based on just looking at you, Liv, and your face, you obviously really miss her. And I think that's really special that she has a family that's so close-knit and tight, that she can come home and embrace in a sense, and she'll probably do that after this. I don't think they've got any overseas comps. I think they've done them before.
No, I think 22nd of September, roughly, they're scheduled to finish quarantine. So she might come back to Melbourne. She's already said if we're in quarantine, she doesn't think she's going to come back. That's what she said a few weeks ago. But we'll negotiate once she's finished Tokyo.
Yeah, which is really good. Now, last question for you. How did you manage the balance of education and also the high level of training and intensity of training that she needed to do, because that would have been hours and hours? And then how did you balance that?
That was really hard because, you know, academics doesn't come naturally to Paige. Like she wants to do it, but it takes her a longer to sort of retain information. So home there was a big effort to she got in there and did it, but it just took longer. So like when she was doing exams, we'd test her, that sort of thing. But she was really had a great support at school.
Mm.
Her school was at Sacre Coeur, was amazing in terms of had all the resources there, and Paige would use those resources. So to her credit, look, she had to work really hard, and there was a lot of, you know, a lot of after hours stuff. I mean, it was good the kids were a little bit older. I mean, Lise was still young. It was a real juggle.
Yeah. All spend, like, you know, because Mum would be driving Paige to wherever training was that day. We'd all be in the car, and we'd be all around Melbourne. So at least by that time we were all a bit older.
We could,
you know, transport to and from, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But
and we had a good you know, like Martin, when he wasn't working, he would be around to help, but you know, Mum was always around when the kids were younger. So yeah, I couldn't have done it on my own. Martin and I couldn't have done it on our own, you know, with four kids, and all very close together in age. But yeah, we were lucky. We had great family support, and you know, Mum was always there, so it was awesome.
Where would we be without families? I mean, just hearing some of the story, Natalie, you and Martin need a badge. Four kids, four fabulous kids, four beautiful kids, four well-tuned kids, and we're just really thankful that we could play a small part in Paige's journey to get to where she is. But you guys have done all the hard work, amazing hard work at getting her to where she is, and you ought to be congratulated for that. And that gold medal, they need one for mums and dads for sure.
I don't know.
You need to bring one home.
You know, it's like what Paige said, you know, and I was really proud of her. She said, "We did it." And by that, she meant her coaches, her team. It's all those people behind the scenes. And, you know, the family as well, but it's everybody. Like, she gets on the bike, but it's everybody that helps her, the dietitian. It's, you know, it's a real team effort from everybody. And I was just really proud that she acknowledged that through all the emotion, and that to me was part of the gold medal, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know? So, it was great.
Well, we really look forward to seeing her. She's got another couple of events coming up. Do you want to just quickly tell us about when those are, if you can remember, and what they are?
Yeah, she's got the road race, which is at the at a track, Fuji Raceway or something. Yes. Yeah. Yep. And that's on the 31st. Yep. So that's a time trial.
Yeah.
Yes. And then on the 3rd, she's got another race at the track as well.
Right.
On the race on the road. So
31st, yeah, I think, is Tuesday.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And then the third is Friday. It's Friday.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So exciting times for her, and we'll be championing her. And thanks heaps for giving us your time, for both of you, Olivia and Natalie. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Well, we'll keep championing Paige, and we'll keep raising as much awareness about this fabulous young lady as much as we can. And we look forward to seeing where she heads, because let's face it, she's only new to the sport, but I think she's got a number of years left in her, so pretty exciting stuff.
Sure. I hope a lot of kids get the opportunity that she's had through Vic Sport and all that as well, because, and that, you know, if it wasn't for her school and her sports teacher knowing about it, she probably wouldn't have started, really, or would have started later. So I think that was great. Yeah, so thank you too.
No worries.